tucked away in rural Louisiana, a musical genre came and went in the 1960s with very little attention paid to it by the rest of the country. It was only just as it was dying out that some British record collectors provided it with a name and its first international hit. Today, rock music historian Ed Ward takes a look at swamp pop.
It's a given that one generation rebels against the previous one, and by the late 50s, the reaction to traditional Cajun music was in full swing in southwestern Louisiana. A number of artists had started making Cajun-flavored country music, and with the French language suppressed by the schools there, the old ways were dying out. But the new generation not only didn't want to have anything to do with Cajun music, they hated country music, too. Then, in 1958, along came the record that galvanized the change.
Your love for me will always be. Tender, tender, tenderly. Until I'm proud and proud for you. Yes, no matter what you do. Until I'm proud and proud for you.
Cookie and the Cupcakes were a show band from Lake Charles, all black, but they played for white audiences too. Matilda, their first record, was a local smash, never denting the national charts, but it was probably bought by every teenager between Henderson and Houston. There was something about that bass line, the creaky horns, and Cookie Terry's passionate delivery that inspired white Cajun kids to try to imitate it. One of the first was Rod Bernard.
This should go on forever. It should never, ever end. If it's wrong to really love you, I'll forever live in sin. This should go on forever.
This Should Go On Forever had been recorded by Guitar Gable, a black musician, but not released. When Bernard, who fronted a band called the Twisters, heard them play it in a club, he asked King Carl, the song's composer, if the band could record it. It took off like a rocket, and Gin, the small label in Ville Platte which had released it, had to license it to a Chicago label to meet the demand. It eventually reached number 20 on the pop charts. Bernard's success was challenged by Johnny Allen, who had played traditional Cajun music until he saw Elvis on the Louisiana Hayride in 1956. Renaming his band the Crazy Cats, he let it be known that he wanted to make a record, and Floyd Swallow, who had made a star out of Rod Bernard, was happy to oblige.
Lonely days, oh, lonely nights, dear. I cry myself to sleep. How much I love you. Wondering why I want you near. In my heart there's only you, dear.
Lonely Days, Lonely Nights didn't repeat Bernard's success, but it was only the beginning for Allen. Because the scene thrived so well at home, it wasn't dependent on national hits to keep happening. Countless bands played the circuit, often fronted by singing drummers like Warren Storm and Clint West. The bassist from Clint West's Boogie Kings, Tommy McLean, was the last swamp pop artist to have a national hit with a moody reading of a country tune in 1966.
Sweet dreams of you.
Psychedelia swept swamp pop from the map, but in 1974, British disc jockey Charlie Gillett compiled Another Saturday Night, an album of the music, for Ace Records in Britain, and a very unlikely thing happened. Johnny Allen's 1971 recording of Chuck Berry's Promised Land became a British hit.
Left my home in North Virginia, California on my mind. I sat on that Greyhound rolling out of Raleigh on across Caroline. We stopped in Charlotte, we bypassed Rock Hill, we never once a minute late. 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling across the Georgia State. Right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight fly out of Birmingham smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, help me get to Houston town. There are some folks who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down.
The accordion break in the middle of the record not only helped sell it, but pointed to another change going on in Swamp Pop's home. Cajun pride was on the rise, and the old sounds were on their way back.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin.